2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade. No animals are hurt throughout the making of this show, except Rossi. Pretty Malik.
I don't want to get involved. Leave me alone.
And Big Rossi.
I'm like Michael Jackson, yeah. Without the chimpanzee. Yeah.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
I drive to Abu Dhabi every day, and if you guys weren't on air, it would be a crazy ride.
It's the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Yes, it is. It is a Thursday morning.
Yay!
Come on.
Yes.
Come on, come on, come on. We've made it, all of us together. Weekend upon us. A couple of days of work next week. We'll take another 5 off. Thank you.
Yes.
I'll take that.
How exciting.
Good morning, pretty.
Good morning. When you walked out of the car, did you feel the air was different?
I could feel it in the morning. I was trying to sing a Phil Collins song, which
went
tonight.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it was nice. Beautiful morning, actually.
Right?
Yeah,
it was
gorgeous.
So nice.
Pleasant.
Happy Thanksgiving to Americans who are listening.
Yes. Oh, say, can you see?
It's not really like that kind of holiday.
You don't sing the anthem on your
No, not on Thanksgiving.
You know what we should have done? We should have like had a roast dinner in the studio this morning.
Can't do that.
That'd be nice, though. Yeah,
we ended up.
Did we do that once?
Yeah, we did.
We have. I got a turkey getting cooked tonight.
Turkey.
Nice.
Brianna's obviously American, my fiance. She's all Thanksgiving'd out, ready to do it.
Thanksgiving'd out.
So I've got all it's all the trimmings. Is that what you say?
That's what matters.
See, because I was having a conversation with another American friend of mine yesterday. I said, oh, yeah, you've got all the fillings?
No.
And I said, no, what was he saying? And then I said, fillings? No, the clippings. And I couldn't get the word.
Trimmings.
It was the trimmings.
That's right. Trimmings,
you do a turkey and then you do...
the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the stuffing and the cranberry sauce. And then you got like a green bean casserole. You got all these different things
going. Bring it on.
Did you eat it every year in your house?
So we did like a blended Thanksgiving. It was like some traditional Thanksgiving stuff and then a lot of Indian stuff as well.
That's
and we kind of like mixed it all together.
That's great.
I would have loved to see your father first Thanksgiving in America. He's from India.
Had no idea.
Didn't know what was really going on. And he's like, well, they're all celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We must celebrate.
Exactly. So our Thanksgiving, we didn't have a turkey. We had tandoori chicken. That was the main thing. But then we had like mashed potatoes and gravy and like
it.
All that kind of stuff.
Love it.
Yeah. Fusion. I love the fusion.
That's cute. That's exactly what it should be, and that's
exactly.
How it should be.
Yeah.
Today's the day. We're attempting to break a Guinness World Record. Can you believe it? The Guinness guys are coming in. We're going to be heading down to our studio number 3 here at Virgin Radio HQ as we attempt to break a world record of Tilt-A-Cup. It's the 5-cup Tilt-A-Cup game. If you don't know what it is, YouTube it. Or go onto our Instagram page, Chris Fade Show. We've got a demo up there. But at around 7:20 this morning... between 7:20 and 7, I'd say about 50.
Yeah.
That's when the attempt's going on. We will go live on Facebook at Virgin Radio DXB, so you'll be able to watch this with us.
Mm-hmm.
But are you nervous? You guys nervous?
I'm super nervous. Like, this is the real deal. Up until now, it was like, oh, yeah, joking. But now it's like real.
Well, let's see. Let's see how we go. We'll do a tribute to the great Diego Maradona, who passed away at the age of 60 yesterday. We got your pop quiz coming up. There's a lot happening. Hang out with us. But who's up? We want to kick it off with the first caller of the day. Find out what you're up to, how you're feeling, how's your life. 04871-5544. That's our number in the studio. I'd love to hear from you. Just tell me what you're up to on the way to work, gym, whatever it is. 04871-5544. I want you on next.
Calvin's texting saying, I'm trying to call, but you've blocked the lines.
I unlocked them now. It was my fault. We had some technical difficulties yesterday morning. Today we're doing all right, but it's user error today. So 04871-5544. We'll get you on the show pretty quickly. Just having a look at a lot of the photos. I'm on my Instagram right now, just nonstop photos of just Diego Maradona. It's like it's one of those greats. You know, as soon as I heard that he passed, I went on to memorabilia.com to see how much he's memorabilia. I know I wanted to see if it increased. Those guys are so quick.
Yeah, like, they're on it.
Within 9 minutes of the story breaking, the prices had gone up by 40%.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, well, I guess they're in the business of that,
That's
right?
That's what they must do. They must just follow it. Salah has called in. How are you, man?
Good morning, Christian. How are you,
man? My man, how are you? Doing well. Doing well for a Thursday. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
What's going on in your life?
I'm on my way to work. You know, every day you are my morning guy.
Thank you, man. Aww. Thank you so much. Every day you're our morning, because without you, we wouldn't have a morning.
That's true.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm calling you to a radio.
I love that, man. I love it. How does it feel? Come on, tell me. Does it feel all right?
Wait, it's like, I don't know, it's like pretty awesome.
What do you do for work?
I'm an engineer here, working for Sharjah Electricity.
Man, I'm telling you, engineers are up early. We always get an engineer on the phone. There's so many of you up early right now. Why does the profession make you start early?
Nothing. I just wake up at 5 o'clock. That's all.
At 5 o'clock.
That's good on you, man. And where are you from? Where's home?
I'm from India.
Nice stuff, brother.
Kerala.
Do you care? Not that you shouldn't care or care about someone's life, but I'm saying, did you know Diego Maradona? Did you know who he was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because he crosses all parts of the world. Diego, do you think, guys? Do you think?
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely.
He touched so many hearts.
Did you watch that documentary on him on Netflix?
Oh no.
Oh, there's a doc on him. Watch him. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I watched it about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Interesting, you know, a lot of pressure on that. He had a lot of pressure on him.
He had a lot of up and downs.
Huge,
right?
A huge drug addiction.
Yeah.
Which they talk about. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was clean. I don't know if he was all right now, but the last time I saw Diego Maradona was, I think, at the World Trade Center. I was at a boxing match, Sulla, and he was in front of me. He was literally in front of me. We were sharing a little booth together, and he was on another level. Like he was
right.
He was just a party boy. He was just in. He was dancing on top of the tables and just woo. I was like, man, this guy.
Yeah.
Still going. But may you rest in peace. Salah, you have a great day as well, bro. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You do, Chris. Take care, man.
See you, man. I love it. All the phones are ringing right now. I've got another Chris on the phone. Chris, how are you, mate?
Hello, good morning, everyone. I'm good.
What's going on with you? What are you? Are you an engineer?
No, I'm a personal trainer.
Hey.
Personal trainer.
Another early bird.
Training. You're at your client yet or what?
Not yet. I'm going to my client now. But I just want to ask a question, Chris.
Yo.
Yeah, because recently, I'm from the Philippines, and recently there's a typhoon who hit my province.
Yes.
And, I'm sending a cash assistance to my relatives there, distant relatives. And most of my clients are just send their help also. So,
good on them. That's exactly right. Everyone's got to give through. I heard about what's going on in the Philippines. Yeah. I spoke to Virginia and Auntie, my helpers, my nannies, and we were talking about it. For them, I was saying, they live in Ilu Ilu. I said, has it hit Ilu 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 yet? They said, no, it hasn't. I know it's gone to a different... Whereabouts in the Philippines has it actually hit?
It's on Bicol region, Bicol, south of Luzon.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, man, you guys get some bad typhoons in that area, huh?
Yes, and most of them lost their houses, so like I felt very bad. And anyway, this is the best time, you know, to thank UAE, actually, you know, because the National Day is coming, and I'm very happy to be part of it, you know.
Love you, bro. Good on you. Giving thanks as well. And good and God bless the Philippines. And if anyone has lost their houses, I've gone through it with my nannies before. They both lost their houses about 5 years ago, 6 years ago now.
Mm.
And I know what the trauma is for the families
rebuilding
and everyone involved.
Yep. And everything, yeah.
So God bless, Chris. Thanks for the call, mate. Appreciate it. We'll take one more quickly here. Ramel, how are you?
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Chris. Pretty and Rossi.
Yeah, Rossi's name's Rossi.
I'm here.
Glad you got it, mate.
What are you doing, Ramel? What do you do?
I'm off to work now.
What do you do?
I'm a physiotherapist.
A physiotherapist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rossi may need you after the weekend because he's doing a 30-kilometer run tomorrow.
Yes, I need you before.
Before and after. Everything good with you, bro?
Yeah, everything. And I just want to tell you guys, like, you are my lifesaver every morning. If I go into travel to after my work, it's like, every time I hear your talk shows, like, it gives me, like, I'm awake.
Love you, bro. That means a lot.
You're going to have a lot of love show, for sure.
Thank you, bro.
Hearing you guys all.
You are absolutely a superstar, Ramil. Thank you so much, brother.
Sweet.
God bless, guys. Let's have a great morning. Yeah. Here we go. Pretty Malik's gossip. What have you got for us, Pretty?
Okay, I'm going to start off with sad news, unfortunately. Meghan Markle revealed that she and Prince Harry experienced a miscarriage in July.
Oh, really?
She shared her story in the New York Times. She says, I knew as I clutched my firstborn child that I was losing my second. She also went on to describe how she watched Prince Harry's heartbreak as he tried to hold the shattered pieces of mine. Now, Meghan, at the end of the piece, encouraged everyone to reach out to their loved ones and ask, are you okay? Because you just don't know what anyone is going through. So our thoughts go out to her.
And the more couples that come out to say that they had a miscarriage, I think it eases the situation somewhat for people who have gone through it before.
Yeah.
And I'm talking through a couple of friends of mine have had miscarriages, and I want to say 10, like in the last 20 to 30 years, it's something that you didn't talk about.
It was like almost taboo.
You felt ashamed. Yeah. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. And the fact that couples and these celebrities are coming out now talking about it, I really do feel make it not, it's not an easy situation, but maybe easier to cope through it because you know it's not such a...
It's not just you. It's something, you know, something that can be shared. So our thoughts go out to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Let's talk Grammys. It's been a lot of controversy around it. The Weeknd came out to say the Grammys are corrupt. He got zero nominations this year. Justin Bieber says he was nominated in the wrong category. He's not pop, he's R&B. So what does the Grammys chief have to say? He says, we understand that The Weeknd is disappointed at not being nominated. I was surprised and can empathize with what he's feeling. And now there were rumors going around that because he's performing at the Super Bowl, he was shut out of the Grammys.
Yeah.
Because the Super Bowl is a week later. And he said, to be clear, voting in all categories ended well before his performance at the Super Bowl was announced. So in no way could it have affected the nomination. So
now I've gone into my research of like how the Grammys, you know. And it says, the Recording Academy accepts entries online from professional and voting members, as well as registered media companies. Mm-hmm. Members are permitted to submit their own eligible recordings, as well as recordings. So it is a group of people.
Yes.
It's not like the public are voting for it.
Correct.
They have to be a member of the board or a certain, you know, piece of media. Now, I don't know, man. I still don't understand how that has happened.
He's broken records. He's done so well.
He's won every other award show.
Everything. He's won everything. And I don't know.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Mm. And finally, about 10 years ago, Drake made a comment saying, my life goal is to play Barack Obama in a movie.
Okay.
That's my life goal.
Yep.
So Barack Obama now, he's promoting a book.
Yep.
So the former U.S. president was asked, hey, what do you think about Drake playing you in a biopic?
All right, Drake playing Barack Obama, what does the president have to say?
Drake seems to be able to do anything he wants. I mean, that is a talented brother. And if the time comes and he's ready.
Does he have your stamp of approval?
You know what? Drake has, more importantly, I think, my household's stamp of approval. I suspect Malia and Sasha would be just fine with it.
Very quiet. Let's see it happen.
I think he would do a great job.
Let's see it happen, 100%. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Rossi has forgotten his phone at home. Panicking, like just running around the studio now. He's ordered a Kareem to go pick up his phone, drop it off here.
Yeah.
You're tracking the Kareem, are you?
Yeah.
Pretty is now involved.
Yep. Of course.
Rossi's wife has now messaged Pretty with the link of the tracking. It's tracking.
Like, it's almost as frantic and more talked about as when your breakfast comes every day. I mean, I noticed that when I was on a meal plan, I just got my breakfast, ate it.
Yeah.
But now when your breakfast comes, everyone is involved in the breakfast process.
No. Not really.
Everyone wants to know when your breakfast is coming. Yep. You get someone sent downstairs,
Rossi,
to go and get
Rossi,
it.
Rossi, don't try to change the subject.
What? I'm just saying.
You've forgotten your phone at home.
So he's what?
Panicking
all
morning.
Yeah, you're panicking. He just made me call the driver to make sure that he comes to the right entrance.
It's a brand new phone.
Call the driver now.
Again,
call the driver.
He's going to get angry.
Let's put him on. Nah, he'll be all
right. I've looked out the window and I can't see him.
Yeah, that's just, you know, this is, how do you forget your phone though? Don't you, that's like me forgetting my eyeball.
Don't know how I did it really. I don't usually forget my phone. That's the first thing I'd check.
Mm. We'll make sure we get it for you here, mate.
I hope so.
Virgin, by the way, 634.
Hello? Hi, Mr. Yes. Asif, are you here?
Yes, I'm outside.
You're outside. Okay. So, Rossi, are you going to go down?
Go, mate, go get it.
I've got to do my bit next.
What's your bit?
What's your bit?
The fitness, the run, the bye run.
Okay.
You'll be back. You're 8 minutes. Go.
I don't think he's going to be in the right place.
A very tall man is coming down now to get the phone.
A very tall man?
A very tall. He's very tall. Just go down and walk around.
Hi, Mr. Asif.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Asif.
Yes.
Mate, you're doing a very good job. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Okay. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show's interrogation game.
We love this game.
It's pretty simple how it works. Either Rossi or myself is going to leave the studio right now, and then a word will be said in the studio.
It's a secret code word.
Who's going to go out the studio?
I think Rossi.
Okay, great. So Rossi's going to leave the studio. Pretty and I are going to come up with one word.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to say that word to you listening. Rossi's then going to walk back into the studio, and we're going to have a normal conversation with Rossi. We're going to drop that one word, that code word,
yeah,
into a conversation. He's going to try to depict which word is right. The game. He's going to try to interrogate us.
Yes.
Can you try and get it in as many times as you can?
No, it's the rule is at minimum once.
No, but like get it in as many times.
Nah, that's the rule. No. Minimum once. That is the rule.
Okay. Let's go. Outside, come on. Come on.
And don't look at us.
Outside, go out. I'm gonna write down the code word.
Oh, okay. And just show it to me.
You might have to tell everybody.
Yeah, just leave
just
the studio.
No way, Rossi. Yeah.
You okay. Got it?
Yeah.
The code word is fail. Fail. So we're gonna have to try to get this word fail into the conversation. He's gonna be asking us questions and we're not just gonna know. And let's see if he can pick what the word is.
Should I get
all in? Right, Rossi, come in, buddy. Come in. He's back into the studio right now. He's cleaning his hands with some sanitizer. Well done. Mask on as well. Very proud of you there, Rossi.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay. Welcome to the interrogation room.
And it begins.
Hello. Now, you're here for a reason.
Yep.
That reason is to give me that word.
Well, it's to have a conversation with you, mate. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Oh, he's very serious today.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling on the run?
I haven't started it yet.
Got it this time.
I'll ask the questions.
This time tomorrow, you'll be just about... This is all happening. You got a big run tomorrow. 30-kilometer run. You don't want to fail it. 30 kilometers.
30.
I'll keep saying 30, so he thinks I'm... That's the word. It's not the word, so stop it.
Seriously, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Because I'm feeling good.
The interrogation.
How
is
are you feeling
backwards.
After? Obviously, there's a big news about Diego Maradona.
Sad, mate. Really, honestly, sad. 60 years old. Way too young to leave this earth. Way too young. I feel like he had many more years. But one of the greatest football players to ever play the game. You know, sad. Very sad.
Any other questions?
No.
The word's been said.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So
can you say it again then?
I'm not gonna say anything.
What word?
What?
30 kilometers. Are you gonna run it tomorrow?
No. Are you gonna join me on the run then?
Absolutely not. Honestly, I do. I can do many things, but long distance running is. I'm not good at it. I'd fail at it. I'm not great. I'm not great at all.
Okay.
Is the interrogation over?
It's over. That is it.
Interrogation is over.
Rossi, you have one word to give me right now, which is the word in this studio. And I feel like I've helped you this game.
I think I know it because I know how your brain works, and I'll tell you why.
Go.
I've gone out of the studio, and Chris is gone. Now I've got the perfect word because Rossi is going to fail tomorrow.
It's fail! Yes. He did it! He did it!
Is that what you said? He's going to fail tomorrow.
I don't know. No, I didn't say you're going to fail tomorrow, but I just thought that's such a good word that I could get into
good
the conversation.
Job.
When did you know it was fail? The second time I just said it at the end then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I helped you out. I didn't have to say it again.
Well.
I didn't have to say it. There it is. The interrogation game.
Ready.
I've got a vibe on this one. I feel like we could do this today.
Ooh.
10,000 dirhams.
Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank World MasterCard Credit Card. Get up to 10% cash back on supermarkets and 3% cash back on domestic spends. Pay safe. Go contactless. Apply now for the world. TNCs apply.
All right. Nadia, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You got through.
I can't believe it. My 8-year-old son has been calling every day this week, and it's like his dream. He's like, I need to win the PS5. I'm like, that's not the show. We're trying to win like a few hundred dirham. I don't think I'm going to win.
Hold on, what show's giving away a PS5? Is there another show? Are you cheating on us?
What?
Are you cheating on us? And you blatantly just told me.
I can't believe this.
She just casually dropped it in.
Is it me or is it you? Is it both of us? Who's done the wrong thing here?
Oh no.
No, he's listening. So if you want to make it clear, he's listening in the car. So.
Well, so who's giving away a PS5?
Hopefully his dad.
His dad. Okay, that's a good show. That's a good show.
Yeah.
Well, you could win it. I mean, you could buy a couple of PS5s if you win 10,000 dirhams cash, Mum. So the pressure's on you, Nadia, right now to do this.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking, so I don't know how well I'm going to do, but we can give it a try.
Where are you from?
I'm from the United States.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Awesome. So are you doing anything? Have you got a turkey out or anything like that?
I'm going to try to find one. Like, it's been a busy week. I can't believe how quick Thursday got here, but that's my goal for today, to find one.
I got two.
Hey, yeah. Nadia, I'm pretty. Is Thanksgiving where the president pardons a turkey?
Already done, yes.
Oh, so Donald Trump has pardoned the turkey.
No, turkey ran off.
He pardoned the turkey.
Did he?
All right. Let's get into this, Nadia, right now. 60 seconds. You'll have 10 questions. You get them all right. 10,000 dirhams cash is yours. Otherwise, 100 dirhams for every question that you get right, okay?
Okay, okay.
Good luck. What's your son's name?
Jamil.
And
Jenna and Hannah, they're all listening in the car.
Oh, wow.
Mama. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Who stars as Captain America in the 2016 movie?
Pass.
Which Friends TV star in Horrible Bosses?
Jennifer Aniston.
Finish the Ed Sheeran song, Take Me Back to?
London.
How many on-court players are there in one basketball team?
Five.
Who directed the movie Titanic?
I have no idea. Pass.
What emirate is the Mall of Emirates in?
Dubai.
Who is older, Taylor Swift or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
What country was the comedian Chris Rock born in?
America.
How many times has Ariana Grande been married?
Never.
True or false? Eminem was once a member of Outkast.
False.
Who stars as Captain America in the 2016 movie?
Oh my god. I know it's not. Chris Hemsworth? I have no idea.
What the fuck? Oh, you were so close!
You were so close! 800 dirhams is yours! You bought yourself a remote control of the PS5.
Yay!
Oh my gosh, it's Chris Evans.
Oh.
Chris Evans. I was so close.
You said Chris.
You were like Chris Hemsworth. Chris.
And the other one is James Cameron, director the Titanic.
Oh yeah, I had no idea about
okay,
that.
Okay, you had no idea.
Thank you so much, guys. You made my kids' morning. Like, they've been calling every day this week, and I told them not to. I said, I'm so nervous. I don't think I'll be able to be in the radio. Like, you guys are amazing. You're so fun. My kids love you. Everybody in Dubai loves you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes. Appreciate that, Nadia. Well done. 800 dirhams. Give her a big round of applause. Yes. Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show. We're masked up. We're down here at studio number 3 here at Virgin Radio HQ. Pretty Malik, how are you feeling?
I am so excited because we are about to attempt to break a Guinness World Record.
Rossi, nervous?
I don't actually know what I'm doing.
We don't know what you're doing either right now.
I don't know what my role is, but I'm just happy to help.
Okay, so it's all set up. The lights are on. We've got Danny, the official Guinness World Records adjudicator, with us here as well. Looking absolutely marvelous in that suit, mate. How are you feeling?
Feeling good, thank you. I've been here. I've checked that everything is correct. The setup's correct. You've got the right ping pong balls. You've got the correct cups that you're going to need. And I've measured out the 2-meter mark. So I'm happy that the guidelines will be followed. It all now depends on whether you can break the Guinness World Records title.
We are feeling very nervous. Now, just to paint the picture here, we will throw this up on socials. You'll be able to watch this. But basically, what is going on right now is that there is a 2-meter distance between Pretty Malik and I. She's holding a bunch of ping pong balls, and I've got a bunch of cups. The aim of this game, it's called the Tilt-A-Cup. Basically, Pretty is going to bounce the ball into a cup. Let's do this. There is one demo, and we've missed it. But this is not a good start, okay?
I'm getting nervous.
We've got to try to get 5 ping pong balls in 5 separate cups in less than 40 seconds. And that will mean that we will officially have the Guinness World Record for Tilta Cup.
How long do you think it'll take for you to like make sure we've got this record? Will we know by the end of today?
So I will have to check the slow motion footage to make sure that I'm happy with you haven't passed the line. So the 2 meter line means your foot can't pass the line, but also the throwing hand can't pass the line. If you do at any point, I will have to disqualify you.
This is full on. It's happening next. The Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio. We attempt to break the Guinness World Record. It's next.
Ladies and gentlemen. Can the Chris Fade Show break a Guinness World Record for the fastest time to do 5-cup Tilta Cup? We'll find out now.
Virgin Radio 104.4 across the country. This is the Chris Fade Show as we attempt to break the Guinness World Record. You ready to go?
I guess so. I'm nervous.
Rossi, we still don't know what you're doing.
I think I've designated myself to be the ball passer.
Okay, now listen. Guinness World Records, Danny's here with us, the adjudicator. Any tips for Pretty Mullick and I? You've seen a number of records being broken over the years, especially here in the UAE. You guys know what you're doing. We have no idea. Give us some tips.
I can only, what I would probably recommend is, I know it's for the fastest time to complete this, but slow it down. Sometimes people try and go too fast and they make silly mistakes. They'll cross the line, then maybe they'll hold the cups and you're only allowed to hold the bottom cup. So just kind of bear that in mind. Just like, yeah, just compose yourself and take your time as you're throwing those balls and catch them in the cups.
Okay, we're going to do this right now. Pretty Mullick, are you ready? We are 2 meters apart from each other. 2 meters apart. Pretty is the thrower. She has the ping pong balls. I am the catcher. We have to catch as many of five within 40 seconds. Now it's tilt a cup, which means the cups are going to tilt. It's on both of us to do this. Are you ready, Pretty?
Let's do this.
We've never attempted a Guinness World Record together. I'm so proud that we're doing it right now.
This may also be the last time.
Rossi, what are you doing again?
I still don't really know.
Is he allowed to pass the balls to Pretty?
He is, yes, he's allowed to pass the balls, yeah.
Okay, this is great.
Will my name be on the certificate?
Not for passing the balls, no.
Danny, get prepared. We're about to blow your mind.
Good luck.
How many tries do we get?
I will give you 3 official attempts.
We only need one, Pretty. Let's move the tape measure.
Okay, all right.
This is it.
Pretty, we've been practicing for 7 minutes. We've got this. Okay, Ross.
Okay, give me...
Ross, you're...
Yeah, give me them. I'll pass you them.
Okay. Pretty, go back. Do not... Your hand can't cross this line.
That's right. I'll be looking out for the...
Just be careful, because he's going to go... I know this guy, Danny. Yeah. These Guinness guys are real. They're going to go into slow motion. If your hand is just slightly over, we're done.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to move my hand from here now. I've got to make sure I go one by one, one by one. Okay.
Chris!
Okay, guys.
Here we go as we attempt to break... the Guinness World Record for Tilta Cup. Danny?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this is an official Guinness World Records attempt.
Oh.
3.
I'm nervous.
2, 1, go.
Quick.
No, go. Go. Oh, this is class. Pretty, we're going to do it. Pretty, we're going to do it. No, go again.
Yes!
He's looking. We don't know if we've got it. We believe we could have it. Now, they've got to review the footage here. We're not going to, but we just need to know the timing is. Danny is writing the timing down.
He's going to need to check the footage as well, I imagine.
This is pretty amazing. I don't know why. I mean, I'm shaking. I've got goosebumps. Rossi, great ball handling. You did play a lot. You did play a big role in this.
Yeah.
He did.
Okay. Hang out.
Yes.
Next, we're going to find out if we broke the Guinness World Record. We'll do it next on Virgin Radio. We are back here on the Chris Fade Show. We're just about to find out if we've broken the Guinness World Record. Pretty Mullick, I felt that went really well.
I think so as well. We were slow and steady. It's 5-cup Tilt-A-Cup.
Okay.
No one has a record for this yet.
Okay. Danny has reviewed what he's needed to review. The attempt of this Guinness World Record, Tilt-A-Cup. Danny, we're nervous. Give us the news.
Okay, well, guys, you attempted the record for the fastest game of 5-cup Tilt-A-Cup.
Yeah.
You started off very strong, okay? I was watching the slow motion footage, and I'm happy that your foot or your hand didn't cross the line. So it was a successful attempt, but what was the time? I can reveal now, the record to beat, however, is 40 seconds. You achieved a time of 16.29
seconds!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Congratulations. On behalf of Guinness World Records, it gives me great pleasure to announce the new Guinness World Records title holders for the fastest game of 5-cup tilt cup was achieved by the Chris Bates Show at Virgin Radio on the 26th of November.
Wow!
Congratulations.
Oh my gosh! Pretty Rossi, come on!
Speech! Speech! Can I just say, this started off as a bit of a joke, but now that we're actually holding this, I'm a little emotional.
Yeah.
This is legit a Guinness World Record. We actually have it. Pretty Malik.
I can't believe
Rossi.
Wow.
Virgin Radio. We'd like to thank all our fans that made us here at this moment. No, seriously.
This is amazing. Like, I never thought in a million years in my lifetime, I'd say we tried and succeeded at a Guinness World Record.
Just all those hours of practicing, Chris. It's just really paid off.
Seriously, though, we want to thank the guys at Guinness. You guys have been amazing throughout this entire thing. So thank you so much. We're so happy to be able to do this. Denny, you've been fantastic. To everybody that was supporting us literally through social media and calling us throughout the show, we can officially say it. The fastest game of 5-cup tilt-a-cup was achieved by us, baby. It's a Guinness World Record. Wow. Yes!
Amazing.
Yay! Back in the Virgin Radio studios, we've made our way up. OMG, this is the Chris Fade Show. We're at your Guinness World Record holders, guys.
Excuse you.
I'm out of breath.
We have Guinness World Record to our name. Is that crazy? I can't. Now, listen, it was 5-cup to alter cup. Some of you are like, what is this? Go to Virgin Radio DXB. The video has gone up. Go and watch us break this world record. Virgin Radio DXB. Honestly, it was a bit of fun, but at the same time, I got a little emotional towards the end.
Because like,
did I really just get a Guinness?
We have a Guinness World Record. Like, that's insane.
Good morning.
A very, very good morning to you guys. Congratulations,
mate,
to all of you.
Yay.
You guys deserve it.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, bro.
It's a weird feeling.
Sorry?
I said it's a weird feeling. It was just a weird feeling just then.
No. I mean, you know what? Just listening to you guys do it. I mean, I was 100% positive that you guys were going to do it. So, hey, well done.
Good on you, Ash.
And,
I appreciate it, mate.
Rusty, hey, not a problem. Rusty, you don't need to have the coriander. That's fine.
Everyone is talking about this coriander. It's the most talked thing about. I love it.
Love it as well. Thank you, Ash. Garfield, hello. Thank you, man.
Awesome. Congratulations, guys. Really well deserved. Really. Chris Bates Show deserves everything.
Thank you, bro. We love you. Thank you guys for listening as well. Again, if you didn't see us break the Guinness World Record, go check it out right now. Go to Virgin Radio DXB on Facebook. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to our team here as well that made that happen. And also thanks to the Guinness team as well, because without them, obviously none of this would go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Ross is just happy because they gave him two free Guinness books. He's got the
Guinness World Record.
The 2020 and the 2021 book. That's all he's happy about. He's got them in his head.
And I'm on the Facebook video. That's good as well.
There it is. We're your world record show, ladies and gentlemen. Last night, we all saw it. It came up instantly on our WhatsApp groups and on our Instagram pages and Facebook. The great, the legendary Diego Maradona has passed at the age of 60. He suffered a heart attack at his home in Argentina. Maradona had a successful surgery just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
for a blood clot, wasn't it?
He had a blood clot on his brain. He was meant to be treated for alcohol dependency.
Yeah.
The president of Argentina has declared 3 days of mourning in honor of Maradona. His career was like no other. He started the Argentino Juniors. He then went and played for Barcelona, Napoli during his club career, winning 2 Serie A titles, which was amazing. He scored 34 goals, 91 appearances for Argentina, representing them in 4 World Cups. That's not easy. Mm. 4 World Cups. During the second half of his career, Maradona struggled with addiction.
Yeah, he did.
He was banned for 15 months after testing positive for substances back in 1991. He retired from professional football in 1997 on his 37th birthday. Mm. He was appointed head coach of Argentina's team in 2008 and left after the 2010 World Cup. Maradona has also coached the Al Wasl FC right here. Fujairah here in the UAE.
Yeah.
At his time of his death, he was in charge of a few clubs.
Yeah.
some smaller clubs in Argentina. Yeah. Many have come out to talk about him. Lionel Messi, a very sad day for all and football fans. He leaves us but does not leave because Diego is eternal. I keep all the beautiful moments, live with him, and I send my condolences to his family and friends. That's Lionel Messi.
Mm.
Ronaldo, what does he say? Cristiano Ronaldo says, today I bid farewell to a friend and the world bid farewell to an eternal genius, one of the best of all time, an unparalleled magician. He leaves too soon, but the legacy without limits and a void that will never be filled. Rest in peace, Ace. You will never be forgotten. And finally, one of the greatest, Pele, says, what sad news. I lost a great friend and the world lost a legend. There is still much to be said, but now may God give strength to his family members one day, and I hope we can play ball together in the sky. Aww. That's Pele to Maradona. Sad news.
Mm.
Sad news. 60, way too young.
So young.
If you haven't had a chance, I think it's on Netflix. There is a documentary on Maradona, which I watched about 6 months ago.
It's one of those things that, you know, like, I'm not a big football fan.
Yeah.
But the name, you know the name. Like, you know Pele, you know Ronaldo, you know Messi, you know Diego Maradona, so...
Just an absolute legend. And what a tragic loss. Obviously, he has some heart. Again, watch the documentary because you'll see what his life was like.
He was no angel, though, as well. We all know that. But he was an amazing footballer. I remember growing up as a youngster, and there was a video of him, like, juggling the ball, doing keep-ups, as we call it. Mm. He started with a football. He then progressed down to a tennis ball. Then he went down to a golf ball.
That's unbelievable.
And as a child watching that, we were just like, oh, my gosh.
In awe, right?
And do you remember when he was at Al-Wassl, and I said to you guys, I'm going to go on the hunt for Diego Maradona to try and get an interview, and I was climbing over walls and everything. So he was a legend. He had his troubles as well, but what a great footballer.
The only time that I saw Diego, I was sitting right behind him in a box watching a boxing match here in the UAE. I think we're in Dubai Marina somewhere.
Yeah,
I forget, maybe the Hub Tour Hotel, and he was literally in front of me, as in I could have just touched him, and I was watching him throughout the evening, man. He liked a party. That's all I'm going to say.
He did. He did.
He had a group of men and women with him. He was screaming at the top of his lungs. It was unbelievable to see him. I thought to myself, this is one of the greatest football players of all time. And he was just having the time of his life here in Dubai. So, mate, way too early, but may you rest in peace. The football legend, Diego Maradona, aged 60.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Virgin Radio's hashtag thank you UAE.
Those are dreams bring back all the memories.
Powered by Zoho.
Emirates Airline.
Pure Line.
Amity University Dubai.
Gargash Mercedes-Benz.
And Hot Pack Global.
Yeah, so much is going on and we're loving it. Big shout out to Amity University Dubai as well. Amity University offering just so much. Introduces two new courses this academic year as well. Animations and mechatronics. I like that.
Cool.
Admissions open January 21st. This campaign that we're running here at Virgin Radio, the reason why we want to do it is just spread more positivity across the UAE.
We need it.
We do need it. I think positivity just shines. And through you, especially, you listening to this show, we all have downtime. We all have negative thoughts. And let's hear some good stuff.
Mm.
What are you grateful for? And it's apt because today is Thanksgiving in America.
Yeah.
Mm. And we have an American on the show. Pretty Mullick. Hello.
Hello and happy Thanksgiving.
And it is literally the day that you say thank you. What are you thankful for, Pretty?
I think in this country, I am so deeply just thankful for the opportunities that it's presented us. I think, you know, 12 years ago when I came here, I didn't think I would be at this point.
Yeah.
And just the opportunities for this station, for the family, for the friends that I've made here. It's just such a great place to foster creativity.
I agree.
I've never been in a place like this, you know, where you have an idea, let's make it happen.
100%.
Very, very welcoming. For that, isn't
exactly.
It?
So I think I'm just grateful for that, the opportunity.
Who would be your best friend that you've made here, do you think?
I have so many great friends who I made here.
So yeah, who's the best friend? Who would it be? Could you imagine? I think about this often. Imagine if I didn't move here and you didn't move here. We would never know each other. And then I think to myself, there are so many best friends that we've never met.
Exactly.
You know,
like,
crazy.
I think about that all the time. Like, all the things that we've done together. You walk me down the aisle at my wedding.
Hey.
Like, so many things, you know?
I know. Love you. Love you so much. Thank you, Pretty. Thank you. More friends are joining the show, and I love this. Sujit, our very good friend of the show, my very good friend, has called through as well. Sujit, good morning.
Hey, good morning, bro. What's up?
My man does so much, Sujit. If you don't know, explain yourself, Sujit, when people don't know you, because this guy has come a long way in 3 years. Explain who Sujit is.
Well, Sujit is the guy who started his journey in Dubai. The life-changing incident happened to me in 2013, but I managed to bounce back from that higher than anyone could ever imagine.
Yeah, man, you were a machine. Sujit was unfortunately in a motorcycle accident. Was it 2013? Was it, man?
2013, bro.
And has obviously and unfortunately lost the ability to move a lot of his body, which is it's chest down. But what is it specifically?
Basically, it's chest down below paralysis.
Yeah.
So I'm not able to walk, but everything else is good.
And I tell you, this guy, him and I met, four years ago now? Maybe five years ago? And, you know...
It's been a journey.
It's been a journey between you and I. What are you thankful for, though, bro? What are you thankful for when it comes to the UAE, Sujit?
Man, I am super thankful for the platform that this place offers every single individual. No matter whichever position, I mean, I just wake up and the amount of opportunities, like as Pretty was saying, that's there in this place. I'm like so thankful for that. And every place has its ups and downs, including this one. But then, end of the day, this place manages to keep its head so high up. And no matter whichever situation you're, you still wake up and there's still a bright shining day right in front of you.
Good on you.
You know that this place, and I feel safe, man. I mean, I've been to many places around the world, but there's none like this country.
I agree. Totally agree. So well said. Sujit, you are now one of the Dubai Fitness sort of challenge influencers. You were one of the men that they look out to, one of the athletes that is helping promote and get this city healthy. You've been on a journey yourself, man. What's going on with you?
Man, Dubai Fitness Challenge?
Yeah.
This last month has been the best month for me in the entire year. Hands down. There's so much happening. I've started an initiative at the Dubai Fitness Challenge and supported that big time. So I'm super happy for that. And that is going to be coming out by next week. But like that is an initiative I've done for people of determination.
Yep.
You know, where I'm going about reviewing gyms in the UAE in terms of accessibility.
I love this. That's is great. You know? So Sujit, who's in a wheelchair, is going to gyms across the country and rating them on their accessibility, which is so important, man, because obviously, you know, we can walk, and so we don't even think about this. You are in the wheelchair, Sujit. You have to feel it, and I love that you're doing this because you're changing the shape of Dubai and the UAE, and you're giving these gyms reviews, and they're accepting it. They're understanding, right? Mm.
For sure, man, because I've been working out like from about a good 6-7 years now, like actively working out, you know, which has transformed my life. And personally, which I still say is one of the best decisions I've taken, which has brought me to where I am today, you know, getting inside a gym, you know, though as simple that sounds, that is literally the sole reason that transformed everything for me. And over the years, I've connected with so many people who have been messaging me who are in wheelchairs, like, you know, Sujit, we want to work out like you, bro, but the gym near my building or the gym in my building is not accessible for me. And plus, I do not know what to do. So I was like, you know what, why not go around Dubai, go around UAE, and try those gyms, vlog about it. People will see it. And probably there might be one person who might actually join one of these gyms.
You know,
and if they do that, my purpose is complete.
Well said, mate. He's a rapper.
Yes.
He's a fitness influencer. He's a TEDx talker. He's a motivational speaker. He's the winner of the most inspirational personality. His name is Sujit. You can follow him on Instagram. He's a very good friend of ours. Sujit Story. That is Sujith. Sujit Story. Thank you for giving your thanks to the UAE. And thank you for just doing what you do as well, Sujit. We're saying thank you to you, brother. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Love it. Alex Gossip. All right, what have you got for us?
So a little while ago, Johnny Depp had lost a case in the UK. It was a libel case that he had against the Sun.
Yep.
It was about an article that was written about him basically saying that he abused his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Mm. Now, he lost that case. The judge came back and said, I think the article was substantially true, so I don't think that you have a standing case. Now, at the time, Johnny Depp's lawyer said, listen, we're going to appeal this. This is incorrect. Well, bad news for Johnny Depp. He has been refused permission to appeal against that decision. So I don't know.
He's been refused because they say that there's no claims or terms that they believe that it's a case closed scenario.
That's what
it's
they're done, saying.
We don't want an appeal.
Exactly.
I thought everyone gets the right to appeal. He tried.
Yeah. So they've denied that. So I don't know what the next steps are going to be now, but it's not looking good for Johnny Depp.
You know, we were talking about, I had a few Johnny Depp diehard fans message me on Instagram when we talked about it, saying, Chris, don't talk poorly about Johnny. We don't know the full story and you wait and see. And then they were sending me photos of Johnny Depp going to visit the sick children in hospital. And I was like, man, I love Johnny as much as you love Johnny. But if he's doing this, I'm sorry, you know?
Yep.
All right.
What are you going to do, right? Moving on to Drake. Now, so obviously this Grammy controversy is just going on and on. If you don't know, The Weeknd got 0 nominations this year.
Don't ask me how that happened.
It's ridiculous. He's had one of the biggest years. He's made Billboard history several times this year. His songs have gone number one. Why no nominations? Well, now, Drake has issued his own statement saying, stop allowing ourselves to be shocked every year by the disconnect between impactful music and these awards. He's saying we just have to accept that what was once the highest form of recognition is not anymore. Music has changed, everything's evolved, and someone has to create something that's different. The Grammys may not be the be-all, end-all anymore.
True. Well, I think what's happening, from what I understand, to get voted for a Grammy, you're on part of a board. It's not like it's voted by the people. It's not the People's Choice Award. It's a board. Yeah. It's a committee that he's put together. I don't know how old these people are, but I'm guessing that they've got to come and go, because I think when the new generation, the generation of our time, starts to take over that board, maybe it will evolve.
Who knows?
With it.
Yeah.
You know, with the whole TikTok feel and social media, music has totally changed. Has totally changed where we are. You know what I mean?
For sure.
SoundCloud, all that sort of stuff. YouTube, it's a different scene than it was 20 years ago, where an artist would come out, release a song, it'd go on MTV, go on your radio station, and that was it, right?
100%.
We'll see what happens. But I think it is robbery. I think that the Weeknd should have been nominated for a Grammy. He's won every single other award. His album, his singles have been amazing.
He deserves it.
100%. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
And finally, just before I let you go, what to watch this weekend. We're always looking for things to watch.
100%.
There's this new show called The Undoing. It's an HBO series available on OSN exclusively. Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant. Woo! It's like a mystery. And December 3rd, this is exciting, Disney's Mulan is going to be exclusively available on OSN as well.
Get it? Yeah, it's your Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. Good morning, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. Happy Thanksgiving, Pretty.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to hear Duvet live right now.
Welcome back. Yeah, Duvet performing live. We promised you. We are live on Facebook right now, Virgin Radio Dix, but you can watch this performance. Hello, Facebook. Hi. Hi, Mum.
Oh, yeah, because this is where Bob and Sue, my mum and dad, get a notification that we're live, so they watch it. Hello.
Yeah, so this is we're basically international right now. So
yeah, we going international, yo.
Worldwide. Duvet, we are the world's biggest cover band, as a lot of you are aware. Rossi
What's
and I.
What's your story?
Rossi and I were budding actors in LA back in the day, and he was like Affleck, and I was like Damon, and we were living in LA, and the movie scene, it crashed.
Yeah.
And so we had no money. We're living in a studio apartment with only half a toilet, which was always.
Wait, what
so
does that
much
mean?
Trouble. You could only do one thing in it.
What do you mean?
You would only accept one of the deposits. The other one, we had to go to another bathroom.
Anyway.
We had to go to our neighbor's house, Cheryl. Cheryl didn't like us.
She was 65, right?
And he fell in love with her. He fell in love with her. I said, don't fall in love with a 65-year-old woman. We were 22 at the time.
She was an amazing woman. She had a lovely story. She lived in a hippie commune.
Yeah, but Rossi, 65 and you were 23, I think, at the time. It was just not right, mate. Anyway, I saved him from Cheryl. She ended up joining some cult. We never heard from her ever again. Rossi wanted to go there as well. I said, Rossi, don't. They're going
into... Chris, it's going too far. Oh, okay. Reel it back in.
So that's Duvet. We end up becoming a cover band. We're the world's biggest cover band. So now we're here for you. We've decided to do this song for two reasons. Number one, we just broke a Guinness World Record.
That's right.
Like, what? Legit. Legit, the video is on Facebook at Virgin Radio DXB or the Instagram page of The Chris Fade Show. So we've broken that. But also, we lost the legend Maradona last night, age 60, just taken way too early. And he is a champion.
Of course he was.
So we are doing right now We are the champions by Queen.
All right.
Are you ready, Ross?
Why are you asking me if I'm ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Secret handshake.
Whose phone's on? Turn it off.
Not me. It's Chris. It's Chris.
Sorry, it was me, actually.
It's his phone. Idiot.
Secret handshake.
We got to social distance the handshake. There you go.
Turn around.
How does that happen, socially distanced?
Okay.
Gloves, pretty.
Wherever you may be listening to this or watching this, firstly, you're welcome, and you're lucky we haven't asked you for money from your credit card because you should be paying for this service.
This is a free event, guys. Free
Ross,
event.
It's hard to get in on the first word, so let's get in on this. All right. Can we get EQ on our microphone, please? EQ, EQ, Q, Q, Q.
Echo. Yo,
yo, yo, yo.
Brah. Come on.
Turn it up.
Move. All right, that'll do.
I'm good to go.
Do before we start, do a drop of water. What?
Okay, good to
so
go.
So good.
First words are hard. Virgin Radio 104.4. It's the Chris Fade Show. Morning. That is it for us as we walk out of this studio as Guinness World Record holder.
Thank you so much. Do you think we can add it to, like, you know, our email outros?
Dude, 100% Guinness World Record holder.
Yeah, we should put that, right?
Put it on our Facebook. I'm going to put it on my Instagram bio.
Yeah, 100%. Like, that is so cool. If you want to see the video of how we did it, how it all happened, go to Virgin Radio DXB on Facebook.
All right. Well, listen, have a great, great, safe weekend. Rossi, you've got the big run. Be safe. Enjoy it. If you want to follow Rossi on the run that he's doing tomorrow, he's doing 30 kilometers. Go to virginradiodubai.com. Are you trying to get a tracker so people can track you as well?
Yep, I'll get a tracker on there.
Good luck. You feeling all right?
Not really, but awesome. Just get it done.
Awesome. Just get it done. I like it, Ross. Just get it done. Happy Thanksgiving, Pretty Malik.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Enjoy the turkey and trimmings from myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy Eddie, and Nala. Sheena is up next. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.